Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Facebook stock took a big tumble last week, and I can't say I'm unhappy about it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's how it reads. Shares of Facebook's parent Meta closed down more than 26% Thursday after the company forecasted weaker than expected revenue growth in the next quarter. It also said it's taking a big hit from Apple's privacy changes and showed its first quarterly decline in daily active users on record. Way to go, conservatives! Woo! I want to just come out there and lip kiss you. I want to tongue kiss you. Not to get all Frenchy, but I just want to kiss you. Because, see, this is where you get leftism to right itself. Yes! The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Largest one-day drop ever, ahead of the 19% plummet it saw in July of 2018. Thursday's drop shaved more than $230 billion from its market cap, bringing it to about $660 billion. Yes, sir. Now, it's still a player. Don't misunderstand me. And trust me, they're not going to make any drastic changes because of this. But what if it happened again? Now, I said this the first time when July of 2018 when it dropped, and because they were already using their Gestapo tactics, and I told everybody, they dropped, Twitter dropped, etc. I said, if they have this drop, they're not going to do much. But if they have a next one, I'm in a row. I didn't mean like 2-3 years later. In this case, almost 4 years later. I'm saying consistently, what happens if next quarter, many of us jump off of Facebook, we stop getting on Twitter and using the term tweet and things like this? What do you think is going to happen? Now, liberals are pretty stupid, but let me tell you what they're not stupid about. Their money. No. If Facebook continues to watch what happen, they will absolutely get on board. But who cares if they do? There are alternatives out there. Let me tell you guys something in secret. So we've been talking about reconstituting a very slick version, a new social media site, me and a few developers. And my hesitation is, I'm sick of the conservatives either, well, let's wait on Trump, or, you know, I was at the forefront, by the way. I was the first guy to do a social media site outside of Facebook that was geared towards conservatives. And I got 300,000 people. And they argued and bickered, and I finally shut it down. Lost enough money to be mad about. I'm not going to be mad because there's no sense in it. But I could easily be mad at the conservative movement because I predicted it. I told everybody, and everybody sort of knew it was coming, but they did nothing. Now they're waiting on Trump to save them. Well, here's the deal. We have a site built that mimics Facebook and another site built that mimics Twitter. And my team's going, what do we want to do with these? And I keep going, you know what? I don't know if I have the intestinal fortitude or the attitude to implement these sites and watch people go, well, I'm going to wait on Trump's, or, you know, play 50 questions and, you know, who knows, not support it. So I'm going to let you guys help me out here. If you want it, we will turn on. When I tell you we have a site, it's an app, just like Twitter, and we have an actual site. We're flirting with the name, but it's ready to go. It's ready for prime time right now. I could package it and take it to Trump. But I've been hesitant because I'm going, I don't want to go down that road again. Anyway, back to Facebook. Somebody wrote this. Of all the big tech giants, Facebook is the most vulnerable Amazon and Google have built powerful monopolies. Apple's branded overpriced hardware still has a lock on the hearts and minds of people with limited experience and liking for computer technology. Netflix has thrown so many billions at content creation that no one can compete. By the way, that's not true. The FlickFest, I'm happy to announce this. The FlickFest, we have a new partner. I have an investor, and he's a local, very, very wealthy guy. And Brandon Tatum is joining my management team. So you got some great news there. But, so Netflix, yeah, they're way ahead. Don't misunderstand me. They have a huge advantage, but I've never been afraid of that because we have an amazing platform, and they can't do everything. That's the key. So let me put it to you this way. The same way I looked at social media is the same way I look at this new trend that's going to be in the pop culture arena, particularly movies. If we don't get in now, we're not going to have a seat at the table. Anyway, going back, they said Facebook, however, was a stroke of luck, a social networking site that became a platform and gobbled up enough apps to become dominant in its space. But the only lock Facebook has on its users is their social network. And there's not all that much keeping people from leaving. And he's right. When we were contemplating our site, we looked at, okay, what could we do to bring you there? I want you to come for movies and music and lots of other things. And I didn't want to lock you down. So I'm giving away some of the secrets of our social media strategy. But it's okay, because these other guys don't know, they don't get it. So, again, I ask you guys, what do you want us to do? But now, with this, what happened with Facebook, this dramatic drop, the people are starting to look, and they said, Zuckerberg has played as weak a hand as he could, but Facebook is ultimately doomed, and he knows it. The meta thing was a distraction. It was meant to make people go, oh, well, what's with this meta? And then he says, they bought Oculus, they sold 8 million devices, but that's nothing. It's a drop in the ocean to the people that, you know, it should have been. And they say the meta change was even sillier. But he says, one day the metaverse may arrive, but it isn't now. The technology isn't ready and may never be. It says Facebook active users dropped for the first time, huge user base, and they live off growth. And he's right. When your company is pretty much vapor, you have to show that you're growing members all the time. There's no attrition. And Facebook hasn't been able to do that. So it's going to be interesting times. I just want to bring it to your attention. I predict that their demise will be right here when you get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats should be concerned big time. I would truly hate to be a Democrat right now in this time. And I'm not saying it because I'm a conservative, a Republican, or whatever. I'm telling you, if I just landed on Earth, looked at the ground game, I would say, boy, I wouldn't want to be on that side of things. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. What a cluster duck. You know what I'm saying? It is bad over there. Facebook, I just talked about them, and other social media, they're on the ropes. They're not going to play nearly as big a role in politics going forward. And when their power diminishes, and it obviously will, it's already starting, because the real power is with us. You're going to watch this swing back to the right like you've never seen before. I told you guys, the right is somewhere between 75 to 80% of this country. When we talk about the far left, we're only talking about 20% of the country, and the far left is on that extreme end. The majority of us are pragmatic people. Many of them just don't know it. There's 20 to 25% of our 70 to 75% who don't know that they're really pragmatists like us. They've been brainwashed. They're in Stockholm syndrome. They think they're woke when they're not. They need to be awakened, and we're doing it. Congratulate yourselves. Facebook got a wake-up call. Now, the problem is, did you just shake the bed a little bit, or did you turn it over? How about we continue punishing Facebook so we flip Zuckerberg out of the bed? So he doesn't think, was that just a dream? No, buddy. We're going to get you next quarter, too. Jack Dorsey stepped down. There's a new group running Twitter. What do you think's going to happen when they don't show any profit? What do you think happens then? Moreover, what do you think happens if we do create some tech moguls on our side where we are listening to ourselves and we're in our echo chamber, but we still allow all their thought to come in? What do you think happens then? Man, would I want to be the guy leading that cause? More than you know. Because I know how to put a death nail in leftism. But I did it. And, oh, it left a sting. If I had more money, I would have kept at it. But, boy, I tell you, when you got somebody going, where's our money going? You know, and she was right. I mean, I can't argue. And Melissa's going, are you watching these dollars flow out? And we can't seem to get conservatives to do what we need them to do? Something they know that they need to do that we've all been talking about? I was on the bleeding edge, as we say in tech. Don't be on the bleeding edge. Donald Trump may be on the leading edge. Good luck to him. I'm still waiting to hear if you guys want us to reinstitute social media, so let us know. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, the regular media, what about them? If you were a Democrat, how would you look at that? The only way you could do a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, is look at the media now as a weakness. It's an albatross. Nobody believes them. Their ratings are going down. Yeah, they're still giving you a little bit of cover, but nobody's believing them. So where is that going to end up? CNN had a touch of a scandal with Zucker, but and Golis, but that's nothing. According to Megyn Kelly, she says there are more bombs due to drop on CNN. Have you guys heard her? Did you hear her interview? Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but here's what I can tell you. When Zucker was let go, I said to you guys, there's much more to this story. Everybody knew those guys were had a relationship. That was an open secret. The same way Harvey Weinstein was an open secret in Hollyweird. So what do you think's next for CNN? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. You're not fooling me with – it's like somebody trying to throw you a morsel as the food – the meals are being served over on the other side. They're trying to distract you. Well, they haven't distracted me. I know something else is brewing. I don't know whether it's through Katie Couric's book. I don't know what it is, but CNN's got bigger scandals. And you just wait. You'll remember you heard it here. What about MSNBC? They're not doing any better. Their number one talk show host, who is horrible, Rachel Maddow, went on hiatus at a really interesting time. When Fox News gives her more competition with Jesse Waters, who I just would love to have a show against him. But if you can't beat Jesse Waters, you know your career's on the decline. And it was funny, a guy wrote to me, he said, Kevin, you really have a vendetta against Jesse. I don't. Yeah, Jesse, I'll tell you this, he's a piece of work. But I don't dislike him. I dislike how when I brought him up after Fox fired me, when they said that I had they claimed that I had made some glorious breach of their, you know, pristine reputation when I tweeted on my own private Twitter page that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. And I said, well, wow, they call my behavior, my quote, reprehensible. And I go, yeah, it's really interesting. And if that's reprehensible, but Jesse Waters sleeping with his producer while he's married and has his kids, he's with his wife, that's not reprehensible. And it was public knowledge. Oh, how dare you go after Jesse Waters, you know, the management team. It makes me wonder what Jesse's got on those two ladies that lead Fox News. So, you know, look, keep it in perspective. I didn't have a problem. If you want to fire me, you can fire me. That's your prerogative. But let's not get it twisted. What I said was not reprehensible. It was the truth. The Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks and still are. Anyway, back to MSNBC. Rachel Maddow gone, on hiatus. Some say permanently. That's the rumor. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know, but I would suspect if somebody came back to me and said, yep, it's true, I would believe it. Now, we'd have to ask ourselves, why would she leave such a lucrative contract? The timing would be interesting, because I don't think Jesse Waters is the reason why. If it were me, I'd say, well, let's go to bat, Jesse, come on. You know, dude to dude. Rachel's a dude. Go at it. Mano a mano. So I don't think she's afraid of Jesse Waters. She's got a fat contract. What's pushing her out? What's making her soul search? I don't have any answers, but here's what I will tell you. If you're a leftist and you do that nonsense as long as you have, and you want to believe that Joe Biden is competent and that he won with 81 million votes, and I'm going to get into that because I had a discussion with a lady this weekend who's a conservative, and I want to explain what she said. But, you know, at some point, you have to start asking yourself the tough questions as a leftist and say, is this really what I believe? Now, I don't know if Rachel Maddow is going to soul search, because as I mentioned, leftism is a cult. And if you leave it, you got to leave everything behind. But maybe she's finally gotten enough money where she says, I can do it. I can leave it behind. Look at John Leibowitz, a.k.a. John Stewart. What did he do? He left, and suddenly he's flipping. Look at some of these people flipping. I talked about Rappaport getting snow thrown in his face. So let me just sum this up because I'm running out of time. Lots to be concerned about for the Democrats, and we'll cover it when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We'll learn soon if Americans will be paying even more for groceries and gas. The Consumer Price Index for January is due out later this week. An economist poll by Bloomberg expect a new 40-year high. Last month, it was revealed the CPI for all items rose 7% year over year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying it would be the biggest 12-month jump since 1982. Political pressure is mounting for the IRS to drop its deal with a facial recognition company to verify taxpayer identities using a selfie. Four House Democrats writing to the IRS commissioner urging the agency to stop the use of ID.me. The lawmakers note serious privacy and data security concerns along with the lack of access for those Americans without internet. You're listening to USA Radio News. A BLM founder in Tennessee is sentenced to prison.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The start of the Major League Baseball regular season is in jeopardy. MLB owners locked out players in December after both sides couldn't agree on a new labor deal. At the time, the commissioner was optimistic a deal would be reached, but the two sides haven't come to an agreement. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sometimes I do question how I think, but boy, I have to tell you, I'm so... I say this, and I know it's going to sound weird, it's going to sound cocky, but I got to say it. I'm amazed at how I think. I really am. I was doing strategy for this candidate I'm working with, and I'm going to tell you guys who he is. I want you to go to JimLehman.com. JimLehman.com. I sent out an email on Jim. This dude is legit. And we were talking strategy, and Jim's guy, who worked 4 years on the Trump campaign, and I just met him. We had a conversation. He said, he called me up. He says, dude, I don't know who you are, but you are amazing. And he goes, where have you been all my life? I won't say his name, but he worked directly for Donald Trump for 4 years. And he goes, I've never seen anybody like you. Because I send my talking points over to the candidates that I work with, and I build their strategies. And he goes, he literally told me, he goes, Kevin, masterful stuff. Masterful. And I don't know what's going to come of it, but I will tell you this, the word's getting out. And I couldn't be more happy because it isn't me looking for this stuff. God puts things in your, you know, in front of you and you go, whoa, thank you, Lord. I mean, I had that phone call with him and I talked to Melissa and she was like, oh, you deserve it. She goes, you know, she watches us, you know, what I do every day when she's around. So anyway, just wanted to share that with you. But yeah, some of the things that we're talking about here, I don't pay much attention to it because it's just my thoughts. But I'm telling you, people take notice. I was mentioning that the Democrats are in big trouble. Facebook on the ropes. Twitter on the ropes. Lost their CEO. CNN loses Zucker, and from what I'm told, I don't know if this is true, the new guy that took over CNN is supposedly a Trump supporter. Isn't it about time? Now, I don't know what's going on with the other, the conservative networks. I'm not hearing a lot of buzz because I'm going to tell you something. I think Trump is going to make competition for them. I think Trump, think about it. If you've got 37 million followers on your email, A good show, Tucker, gets 2 million viewers a night. Donald Trump, you want to know when the show gets a lot of press? When Trump will send out a press announcement that says, I'm going to be on Mark Levin. I'm going to be on Tucker or Hannity tonight. And you better believe he drives a million people. They know he's driving people there. If you're that big of a cult of personality, why would you do it for somebody else? You know, eventually, I'm telling you where this is headed. Now, there's good news, bad news. I'm glad that there's a guy doing it, but I don't want one person to dominate anything. in the conservative movement or anything. Everybody needs competition. Look, Donald Trump's an entertaining dude, but so is Kevin Jackson. I'm not trying to compare. I'm actually just saying compare and contrast. Pardon me. There are many talented people. We need many points of view. Steven Crowder gets millions of viewers. In fact, Steven Crowder may be the most watched person in political media. And you know what YouTube does? They don't monetize his show. Now, I know he's over at The Blaze, but shouldn't he have a bigger audience? Brandon Tatum, big numbers over on YouTube. The Hodge twins. Many of these guys, I can't tell you that I'm into what they do, but that's not a slam to them. I got stuff to do. But millions of people are. And I'll tell you this, because I hear it all the time. Kevin, man, we need to see more of you.
And everything's about energy, and you have a lot of it. You're funny. You're fun to be around. I bet you are in person. And Jesse Waters is about the most boring thing there is. You need to get use your connection somehow. You need to get a show on one of these networks. Not the crummy ones, Fox, all them. But like one of these ones that people are actually watching. You've got to get a show. Later.
That was a caller to the program. He's not the only one. Many of these callers say that. By the way, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I really do. I don't even know that I want to do media. I was having a conversation with a notable, very notable friend of mine, and he's like, dude, you gotta get back in the game. I said, I don't know that I want to. I really don't. I want to make movies. I want to do things that move the needle. And maybe that is what I need to do. I don't know, because one of my publicists came to me and said, do you want us to try to go get a show at CNN now that they're shaking things up? Who knows? I just know we need new blood. We need people. I don't care whether it's Trump's network or, you know, and three other conservative networks competing. We need new blood. We need ideas, differences of opinion about things. I was having a discussion, and I'm going to get back to the woes of the Democrats here in a second. But I was having a discussion with a solid conservative, a very accomplished lady. Her name is Jenny. And she it's funny. She said she believes that Trump shouldn't run because he's abrasive and all this. And she said she had a lot of her Republican friends who didn't vote for Trump. And she called it she said Biden won because of the anti-Trump movement. And I said, well, it flies in the face of Trump getting 16 million more votes than he had, topping 75 million when we know they cheated him, exceeding even the numbers that Barack Obama had. I mean, the algorithm didn't help Trump. It hurt him. And I said, if you can tell me as a conservative, because she goes, I like Trump, but I had a lot of friends. And I go, see, everybody wants to say I had a lot of friends. You had two or three people that said, I find him abrasive, I find him this. Under what circumstances? Were you at a cocktail party where it was a bunch of anti-Trump or never-Trumpers or who knows? Many people were afraid to say they supported Trump. But here's what you can't debate. 16 million people voted for the guy who didn't in the previous election. Now, if you want to say, that's a mandate against Trump, well, that's not what the math says. So, and I said, and here's the biggest point of all, and I'll say it to you guys, it's boring to me now, but baby Black Jesus was the biggest pop star politician in the history of mankind in 2008, and there is no way Joe Biden beat him by 12 million votes. I don't care if we were running the devil and it was an anti-devil vote. So don't try to convince me of that. Anyway, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about. So all these social media is on the ropes. Media is on the ropes. CNN, you know, going through triage. Trump's thing's coming along. So he's going to address probably social media and the media. MSNBC. I mentioned their star is gone right now in a time when they really need her. But who else is there? Lawrence O'Donnell? Lawrence O'Donnell's had one foot on the grave and another on a banana peel for 2 years. He's hated over there. Al Sharpton? Is he going to save the day? What's his name? Chris Hayes. Is he going to do it? Is Meet the Press's Chuck Todd going to save him? They got nobody. Nobody's watching. Venerable programs that used to carry their load all the time. Nobody watches them. But here's their... So they got an all-star lineup of nobodies. But here's the real problem for them. Captain Demento. Joe Biden. The only media that Joe Biden brings up, think about this, is negative. Joe Biden, when he brings up, when they're talking about Joe Biden, it's a policy failure or it's a scandal. It's a Hunter Biden story, and they won't bring it up, but there will come a time when these things come back, when the old chickens come back to roost. So let's look at some of the policy positions of Joe Biden, and I want to talk about Joe Biden in Tesla, this skirmish that they're having, and I want to put that in perspective for you in just a bit, because we're going to run out of time here, but I want to talk about this Wu flu and what's going on there, and how Joe Biden has screwed the pooch on this economy. They're hoping it'll turn around before the midterms, but it isn't. But I want to talk about, look at what other countries are starting to do. Sweden last week joined other European nations saying it will remove coronavirus restrictions. The Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson, she said it's time to open Sweden again. February the 9th is the day, folks. It's coming up. Among the measures and recommendations that will be lifted, Sweden will allow people to return to restaurants with no limitation on how many people can be there, how much space there should be, or opening hours. Requirements for vaccine certificates or wearing face masks on public transportation will also be removed, as well as recommendation to limit social contacts. Now, think about this. Everybody who got that stupid shot, who did it because the world's going to open up. If you'll only get the shot, things can return to normal. You remember that? And what did you do? God bless you for holding out. I have a buddy, Stu, told me, Kevin, we were considering it, but we didn't do it. I was like, thank God. I want you to be around, man. I want to golf at your place again. No, man, lovely people. And other friends of mine, I'm glad they didn't. Now, look, if you did, and you did it of your own volition, I don't really care. But if you felt compelled, I feel bad for you. Because now what's happening? We are returning to normal. Ask yourself this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. How did that happen?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism shows itself in strange ways. You just have to know what to look for. And Elon Musk highlighted something that's really idiotic that I don't think most people have thought about for quite some time. Now, I've talked about Tesla. I really like this guy. I was lukewarm on Elon Musk for a long time. But he proves to be a very good capitalist and certainly a pragmatist. And he is a champion of our cause. And I'm glad he is the richest man in the world and can really impact some things, because I think he will. I think they're going to push Elon Musk into having to go to battle. And he's the guy to do it. And I say this with all due respect to him. Elon Musk may become the George Soros of the conservative movement, but that means he's a really good guy, because he, Soros, is a really bad guy. And the yin and the yang of the universe requires that we have a really good rich guy to counter him. And George Soros had, Elon Musk is much richer than George Soros. Now, his money's tied up in his investments, but I think they're going to push him at some point to where Elon Musk is going to say, you know what? I'm going to take my money out and I'm going to put it to work. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm glad Elon Musk is bringing to the attention is something that a lot of people hadn't really noticed about this push for electric vehicles. They call them EVs, and this shift into green energy. Joey Demento never mentions Tesla when he's talking about electric vehicles. And Elon Musk took notice. If Musk were putting a bit of lane yap, that's a French word for a little extra, in the Biden family coffers, you can bet Biden would come out of his stupor long enough to mention the crown jewel of electric vehicles. What a success story for Elon Musk. I think you guys have heard me talk about Tucker, the guy who made the car and went up against the big guys, Ford and GM and whatever, Chrysler maybe at the time. The big automakers ran him out of business despite Tucker making a better automobile. People thought for a long time, you can't compete against the big boys because they have all the manufacturing, blah, blah, blah. But Elon Musk did more than carve his name on a wood panel. He revolutionized the car business, the auto business. He's making trucks now, too. Soon, I think he's making a semi. He's doing space. We may have battery power going to the moon one day. He's revolutionized battery technology. And still, Joe Biden won't mention the world's most valuable automaker and the global brand most clearly associated with electric vehicles. Biden said in a tweet recently with the management of the team of Ford and GM, I meant it when I said the future was going to be made right here in America. Companies like GM and Ford are building more electric vehicles here at home than ever before. How dare you mention them and not mention Elon Musk and Tesla? Well, Tesla noticed it. And he put this, starts with a T, ends with an A. ESL in the middle. He tweeted that back to Biden. At every opportunity, Biden hails the progress of Ford and GM in their electric fleet. But his ongoing, I'm reading this, and obvious snubs of Tesla, a source of mild intrigue within the administration, has sparked increasingly exasperated public reactions from Musk, the world's wealthiest person and CEO of both Tesla and SpaceX, which has government contracts with NASA and the U.S. military. Musk tweeted after the White House event with Barra and Ford CEO Jim Farley, to which Tesla was not invited, that Biden is treating the American people like fools. And he added, He added that Biden is a damp sock puppet in human form. And over the weekend, he egged on fans who started an online petition asking Biden to acknowledge Tesla's leadership with respect to electric vehicles. Now, let me give you some numbers. In 2021, Tesla delivered over 936,000 cars globally. GM sold 480,000 electric vehicles last year, mostly in China. In the U.S., the company had to recall its electric Chevy Bolt because of risk of battery fires and sold just 26 electric vehicles in the fourth quarter, 25 Volts, and one electric GMC Hummer pickup. Now, what they say is there's no mystery behind Biden's antipathy towards Tesla, according to a person familiar with Biden's demented brain. They said he's enjoyed the support of unions in his political campaigns, including the United Auto Workers. And while Tesla employees enjoy generous benefits and pay, including equity in the car maker, Musk is hostile towards unions and company workers aren't organized. Now, let's just stop there for just a second and understand that you have the world's richest man who's got the automaking industry's biggest and best brand that is an EV, an electric vehicle. It's green energy. And you can't get Captain Demento to acknowledge him? See, this is why I tell you guys all the time. Forget about the story. Ask yourself just that. If you have the world's richest man, a guy who got wealthy, going towards policy that you think is what should save the world, he's made more cars than the largest of the previous big manufacturer, rebuilt the industry to the tune of what you've asked for, and you won't even acknowledge him. And why is that? Because Tesla's earned it. He's played by the rules. He's innovating continuously. In fact, I don't know what his patents are, but you can bet GM, he is so, I'm not following it. I remember when I first saw the Tesla and I thought, wow, this is cool. I remember it was in like Road and Track or something, and they were breaking down the motors being at each wheel. I thought it was innovative, but I thought it was a pipe dream. Boy, did he fool me. Because I was of the mindset, it's going to be tough to compete against these big boys. They'll steal the tech. They'll put pressures on you. He fought all that stuff, man. This dude, he did it. Tip my hat to him. So why wouldn't the administration embrace him? Why wouldn't they use him as a poster child for innovation? You know, green energy. I mean, on so many levels. Anyway, they go on. There's no mystery. And so he says, Musk tweeted this, fighting for their right to steal money for work from workers. That's what he said about the federal corruption investigation of UAW officials. He says, within Tesla, there's a feeling among some executives that all of this is just politics. Biden will never win Texas, where Musk now lives, while Michigan, home to Ford and GM and the UAW, support is key to Democratic victories, both in upcoming midterms and in 2024. Let me tell you what I think will happen. I think Tesla will eventually open a plant in Michigan. And he'll say, I'm going to start making this model in Michigan. And he will effectively buy the state. I think if they continue to push him, he's going to say, I'll show you. I'll come to your turf and I'll beat you. I'll push out the other guys. Who knows? With his coin, he could end up buying the buying a Ford or one of these other companies and saying, you know what, we're going to go to EVs and I'm going to get rid of the, I don't know what he will do, but I'm just telling you, you don't push a guy like him. Even some of Biden's aides, I'm continuing here, say they wish he would warm to Musk's company. Burns me out, as a satisfied Tesla owner once said. The White House official who spoke for this story all asked not to be identified. Why? Because of sensitivity of the issue. They said last fall, after the White House promoted an event, did an event promoting electric vehicles that excluded Tesla, Musk said Biden is biased against the company and said his administration seems to be controlled by unions. And anyway, I could go on and talk more and more about it. Here's my bigger point. There's no reason why anybody who's not corrupt would not have a conversation with the world's richest man in the world's most innovative company, certainly the U.S.'s most innovative company. It makes no common sense.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.